Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
One in the books, two to go. Barry, Keenan, Joel, and Nick, as the Fab Four is together on an FEF Friday. Travis is out today as he's back in Tallahassee opening his Kia dealership. He does not get to see his Knowles either because they are on the road, but it's probably a good thing because I thought if Jameis had ever given a speech that the Knowles had to listen to, boy, if they would have crapped the bed with Travis in Tallahassee, I would have loved to have it, been a fly on the wall for that locker room conversation. That would have probably been more X-rated than G-rated if they had lost.
No doubt X-rated.
No doubt. So it was cold in here, and after an hour in the books, I decided Keenan walked down the hallway, and I decided that it's Friday. We're getting ready for games. I might as well throw the game jersey on. So I threw the old Buccaneers 87 on.
Now, is that an official game jersey?
You got me this one.
It's an official game jersey.
So you wore that?
Not this one.
Not that one.
Okay.
It was one in the
rotation. In the locker room?
In the rotation.
I have the game worn Jacksonville one too.
Yes, that one's
fancy,
stitched, and they get them in rotation, get them ready.
Ah, okay.
Get them altered and all that for you.
So I was going through the closet and found it and thought, man, next time Matt comes in, I'm gonna have to. I got a little treat for Travis lined up. You, on the other hand,
when are you gonna wear my jersey?
I'm gonna get a black and white Henny Youngman T-shirt.
My field day jersey from fifth grade. Killed it in the turkey trot. What are you talking about?
The turkey trot.
Yes. Yep. He's a
that was you don't y'all didn't have field day growing up, Keenan?
Yes, we had field day.
You don't remember the turkey trot? Like they would do like a race, like it was like two
Nick,
laps.
You
for
feel
all
it
the
going back
graders.
Off the rails again?
Y'all never did this?
I do. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nick, you did a turkey trot?
Not at my field day.
They didn't have a thing called the turkey trot.
Not at my
just
field
me.
Day.
That's the Cy-Fair ISD stuff. Okay, fine.
This is why you and Trey are completely behind the rest
remember,
of the universe.
You're out in the country in Cy-Fair. We was HISD, Houston, Independent
oh, yeah.
School
well,
District.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Real quick, can I just bring up Movember?
Yeah.
And the teams and how disappointed I am in us and our team. So the station is having a contest to try to raise money for Movember, and every show has a team and a representative who is participating in Movember, but it's up to the show to raise money, right?
Right.
So yesterday, or was it the day before, the Blitz and AJ and Fred, and AJ said that, or well, Fred said if AJ could raise $1,000, Fred would get a prostate exam live on Facebook and on the air. And then if he could raise $2,000, he would get a colonoscopy live on Facebook and on the air.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. I do. I want to do it Mystery Science 3000.
Did you hear
Mystery
how,
yeah. I want to do it
the,
where we.
The over exuberant, I mean, Barry that wants to, he wants
oh, yeah.
to watch that.
Yes. Yeah. The pain. The pain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be
You're
awesome.
You're not going to see his face, Barry. You're going to see his inner workings.
No, I'm 43. I'm going to have to get one of these
it's
soon.
Like
so
the,
I want to
see
like this.
It's like the river raft ride only
anyways.
In a cave.
Anyways, they've already raised $1,075.
That's really good.
In 2 days.
That's fantastic.
I guess other people want to see it.
Second place?
Exam.
I guess. Second place, Nate and Crate, $44. That's second place.
That is a staggering.
Well, our representative is Travis.
You ready?
And we know
you ready?
How hard he's been working.
There is a four-way tie for third place at $9 between Raheel, Steve Bunin, Team Shock, which is our Sunday Houston game day, me and Shock, and then Tomahawk Don.
And that's Travis.
Trap. And yeah, so I'm on two losing teams, basically.
Well,
this is horrible. Can we please get people to go donate to Travis? He's ranked 4,800 and something in the nation.
So tell people how they donate.
Okay, I'm going to tweet out a link to go donate to Travis. Please take 5 minutes to donate $5. It's for a good cause. I just don't want to be last. We don't have to win.
You got two teams.
I just don't want to be last. Well, I know. I'm hedging my bets here.
So who might be the common denominator on both of them teams?
I didn't do it, or we would. If I would have done it.
I didn't do it either because my wife didn't want me to do it, but I actually haven't shaved all week. So I told Jong, if we need to, I can just let this thing keep going.
I can't because I'm on stage, and I can't be looking creepy and trying to tell jokes at the same time.
Are you buying that?
You can't be looking creepy.
Face for comedy is telling you that he is the Tom Cruise of comedy.
Hold on a damn minute.
Seriously, come on now, man.
The way Keenan
Mac,
said
are you
that,
buying that? Are Keenan, you buying it?
Keenan said that like I already look creepy. I don't appreciate that, Keenan. He was like, you can't be looking creepy?
Nick,
you mean you can't look creepier? Come on, man.
All you need to do is get you some liners, line it up every time.
Man, I don't I clean it up before a show. I don't come in here. I don't care.
But wait,
he's acting like he's got like red carpet to go through, and then he's got to go through his head and shoulder shots instead of shampoo advertised.
Listen, I mean, when you're this handsome, you can't afford to mess it up.
What we need to do is side by side, Nick with the one eye, and Barry, and who are you going with?
I'm telling you,
which one are you sliding? Which way?
Hello,
Keenan is struggling.
Yeah, he is. Listen.
Now, is there up and down arrow this?
Yeah, I mean, instead of sliding right side to side, you just go straight down with, I mean.
I'm telling you right now, before the end of this show, we had better be off $9.
Keenan just.
We have got to, guys,
do
please.
I need to get on
the
team?
Yeah, you're the one, you're the NFL, ex-NFL player, donate. Bump us up to like $5,000, Keenan.
Keenan,
take one for the team.
Keenan just did his bobblehead imitation, and he's still stuck on like which guy's better looking.
I'm about to take you off one of those teams.
I'm tweeting. No, I'm on both. You can. Unfortunately, I do both shows. Unfortunately for everybody.
You're all right, dude. I mean, he's got the face for comedy, not the face for radio. Yeah. He's got a face for comedy, worse. So he can't touch it.
Even worse. All right, I'm tweeting it right now. So you guys go and donate, please.
Please go out and donate.
Please. It's for a great cause, so please go do that.
Monday, we'll get Travis to actually do some kind of promotion for the fact that he's our representative, and he's representing so well that he decided to leave town.
How about
that's solid.
How about Travis go live racing somebody?
In his overalls without a shirt underneath that he still has to wear when he told me that Vince Wilfork was going to get 2 sacks in a game, and he didn't.
You should make him do that. Mm.
Making him do anything may be difficult.
Him and El Jefe
should
have a race.
But he did call this morning, and he is extremely upset that Nick did not call him the minute that he got sucker punched.
Right.
Trav said, I'm that guy in college. You could call at any hour of the night, and I'd be there. He's like, Nick, next time you call me, I'm there.
And he's going
to
be in.
There's no doubt he's going to be there, too. And first of all, you don't even worry about what he's wearing. You need to worry about what he's carrying. Because he's going to come in, and he's going to do some damage.
Yeah, well, I would have needed him there, like, at that second.
Right.
But it's all good. I like where Trap's heart's at.
Absolutely. That's solid right there, as opposed to this solid excuse over here of the fact that I've got to go on stage. I can't do this.
I know. I'm still
He's still
to figure
growing
that out.
Facial hair. I don't get it. Even if Barry looked like ZZ Top by the end of the month, no one's going to care as long as he's
probably
funny.
He would look like ZZ Top. It'll be long.
Trust me. It matters. First impressions in comedy means everything. As soon as you see someone walk on stage, a lot of people decide whether you're funny or not right then, regardless of what you say. So, yeah, I can't be put behind the eight ball. I'm already ugly enough. I don't need to make it uglier. I can't do that. I don't need to put myself in a hole like that, man. I can't. That's how I make my money, Joel. They don't pay me on radio.
So, Joel, you got to pick up.
Yeah. I'm tweeting right now.
Me?
Listen, I'm going to tag you guys. Keenan, I don't think I follow you on Twitter. I need to rectify that.
Now the truth's really coming out. See, Nick, it's not only off the rails. What's your Twitter? It's literally going to be like a cage match by the end of this.
At Keenan McCardell.
Do you follow me?
No.
That's what I thought. Okay. At Keenan McCardell.
You don't have my Jordans on today.
No.
And your white pants, your girl.
Did you see that El Jefe? Our listeners are loyal, and El Jefe realized that when we did we got the official shoe of the Joel Blank Show. You and I and Travis got them. Mm-mm. Nick was intrigued by them and said he would buy them. Mm-mm. Right, Nick?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean,
And El Jefe even found out where they were selling them for retail. And Mister, I paid $4.75 for the Space Jams. is over here thinking he goes, I'm not for the gold.
The gold doesn't. I'm
the gold
not digging
does not
that.
Go with my white pants and with my white jeans. I can't go gold.
You come on stage with some white jeans and some gold shoes.
They'll be like
first impression, baby.
There you go.
Like, you get all the laughs you want.
Exactly. That gold is just
the fashion police over here goes. I can't do the gold. No. I'm not going for the gold this year, USA. That's not happening.
It's very Hammer. It's very MC Hammer-ish. No. Wow. I can't.
That's a joke right there.
I can't touch those.
See, that's a joke.
Get the dad joke button going.
I can't touch those. I'm sorry.
Joel, you got to jump in, man.
Man, I got my shoes. I already had. I said I can stand in because I got the facial hair going. My wife's going to hate me if I do this all month, but I'll take one for the team in that route because evidently we can't touch the comedy face.
No, you can't. You absolutely cannot.
I just, okay.
Wow.
All right, I'm about to send this tweet out. I'm tagging on you guys. I need you to retweet it. Let's raise some money. We have to move into second place before the show's
over. By the way, you did miss the fact that he said because of Fred and AJ raising money that
bring it up this time.
If he could raise $2,000, that what did you say?
I said
I said live on Facebook I would put a microphone in his beehole.
And I said, and you will die trying.
You got to raise them. You can't listen. If they set the bar at a colonoscopy, you got to raise it. You got to raise the bar.
You can't raise that bar.
I raised it
low enough.
You don't think a microphone would raise it?
Tell you something right now. If he tried to put a microphone in my my backside, okay. I guarantee you he wouldn't make it to see what Saturday felt
like. That's team loud noises.
Or looked like.
That's team loud
noises.
By
the way, Lauren Pope says, is Barry is Funny's facial hair so bad that growing it out would give a bad first impression?
Yeah.
And he's asking Nick and I and you, or she is. I'm like, Barry's got a pretty high opinion of himself in this facial comedy thing.
A pretty high opinion of myself?
The fact that you can't shave and start over because it may scare people?
I just said I was ugly and I shouldn't be any uglier. Well, you know what? I'm going to find my Movember from like 3 years ago. I am the creepiest looking dude with just a mustache you have ever seen.
Just let it don't save it at just a mustache. Let the whole thing go.
That's the same year I did a reverse Hitler where I shaved out the middle and left the sides. It was beautiful.
That's you doing
it. Hey, if Barry could do his best Jake Arrieta or James Harden, no one would be complaining because then from the nose down, it's all covered anyway.
I'm gonna find and tweet a creepy picture of me with a mustache. You guys will see it. I promise you.
There you have it. Richard Stites, I know what you want. We can't probably give that to you because of the HR department here, but we appreciate your tweet as well. We're here till 4 o'clock, and basically we've gotten off the rails. We're going to bring it back in. We're going to talk about some sports and some other things. Let me know what you want to talk about. We'll get to that as well. We got some good stuff, including some audio from Charles Barkley. We still haven't talked about the game last night. We have the Rockets' big game on Saturday night. The Cubs are having their victory parade. Tons to talk about. What do you want to talk about? 713-780-ESP. You can listen live and download the app via ESPN975.com. And oh, by the way, Barry, my sister's listening because she is tweeting and she's already got...
What's her name?
Lynn Niva.
Love you, Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn has already got her sights and a scope on your forehead.
Well, she hates you, Lynn. Yeah, she does hate me.
Hey, we're here till 4, ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Barry, Joel, Keenan, and Nick till 4. It's been off the rails, but it's been fun. We're bringing it back a little bit. Barry just said that was a fast break, so if we want to talk basketball, we can. He likes the fast-breaking, up-tempo basketball of his Houston Rockets.
I do.
Some other things out there. It was a game that I don't know if we have to talk about any further, but it was a letdown in a lot of ways. But I guess, Mac, I'll start with you, and you guys can discuss this. The Falcons beat the Bucks last night. Are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
In that division?
Forget the division. I'm saying once it's like the Texans. You can win your division, but once you get to the postseason, are you there and happy to be there, or can you do some damage?
They can do some damage because their quarterback is playing really
offensively,
good right now.
He's an MVP candidate. I've always thought when he gets pressured that he gets happy feet, but boy, this year he's an MVP candidate without a doubt.
But their defense is like Swiss cheese, though. I would say that because in the National Football League, when it becomes playoff time, it's about your quarterback. And if he continues to play this way, I think he has like 119 QB rating right now, which is great. And we wish we could have that here right now. But
oh boy!
But I mean, it is what it is. I think Atlanta could be a true contender just because of their quarterback play.
Yeah. Excuse me. You're right, though. I just choked there. You're right. Points allowed. They have allowed 259 points, which is the most in the NFL right now. But they've also scored 305, which is also the most in the NFL. So the question is, does that affect them when they get into the playoffs? And are they going to get that first round bye? Or are they going to have to play a wild card? Because right now they have three losses. And all the other teams in the NFC, you got Dallas with one loss leading their division. You've got Minnesota with two losses leading their division. And you've got Seattle with two losses leading their division. So they're the only three-loss team leading a division in the NFC.
And they need Seattle to lose because they lost a head-to-head to Seattle. So
because of a bad call.
Because of a bad call, but it happens. They lost.
Yep.
So if they get a bye, they could be dangerous, but because it'll help out their defense.
Sure.
You know, if they have to play three games to get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be tough for their defense to hold up. I mean, I don't care if they're scoring as many points as that they're scoring right now. When you get in the playoffs, it's about stops.
Yep.
Yeah, defensively, they don't scare anybody right now. I mean, they've got a couple linebackers that are decent. And they're set true font and their defense, they're okay, but they're not playing together because they're not stopping anyone.
Yeah. Well, and if you look at, you know, they're scoring the most but giving up the most, so that's why you look at that point differential, and they're like fifth or sixth in the NFL.
Right.
In point differential. So, I mean, they're plus 46, I believe. So that, I mean, that's not bad. That's good when you consider overall, you know, 32 teams in the NFL and they're five or six, but it lets you know there's some room for improvement for this team. And that's why I think they're one of those three loss teams that's leading a division. The concern for me is they're notorious for fading down the stretch.
Yes.
And can they continue to win or at least hold up, right? Like they don't have to win everything down the stretch, but can they hold up?
I think they can hold up. I think, they're notorious for falling off at the end of the season. You know, sometimes they could be a little of a front runner too.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
I was just going to ask you about that. Let's talk front runners for a second, okay? Because they seem to be peaking at the right time, and one of those teams where you get hot at the right time, you can ride the wave into the playoffs. On the flip side, did we, I guess nationally and here locally, did we crown and anoint the Vikings too soon?
We could have. You know, it's a lot of things going on right now, and I think the reason why we crowned them that early was because of their defense. Because everybody knows when you get into, like I said earlier, when you get into playoffs, it's about defense. You know, and they're saying if they get into playoffs, it's tough to score in the playoffs. You know, and people say, well, it's another game. The intensity goes up, and it's a different mindset, and it's. You know, it's do or die. You win or you go home.
Right.
So I always feel like in the playoffs, if you got good defense, it'll outweigh the good offense.
And Barry says they're the best in the league. But I just thought that Sam Bradford is who...
Was that a dig at Barry?
Yeah, a little bit. Sam Bradford
They are fading defensively as well.
Yeah.
They're folding a little bit. Your boy is hurt again.
No
doubt.
The best corner in football, according to Barry, is out again.
I stand by what I said.
But overall... Sam Bradford's still Sam Bradford. I mean, he got hot from the time he got there, and everybody's like, wait a minute, this is the Sam we've been waiting for, the number one overall pick, and now he's healthy, and it's all flowing for him. It just seemed to be too good to be true because he still had to grasp a full system and really now, for short term, he did it, but right now, and let me...
Don't blame it on Sam right now.
I'm not
now.
Blaming him.
Because his...
You lose Peterson, you lose Khalil.
His offensive line is absolutely terrible right now.
Week by week, he's losing even
Barrett
more.
Barrett can go out and pass rush and get a sack.
No, he's a free safety. Remember that. He's a strong safety.
He can go rush, play DN, and get a sack
free.
Right now.
Anyone can have him free. He's a free safety. But I don't know, because strong is a loose term right now.
And you can go play nose guard and get a sack. So,
oh, man.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, that's how bad their O-line is right now. And they don't have a running game.
Asiata's not doing it. People in Minnesota told me that McKinnon was the guy.
He is, but he's banged up. And then
people told me he was better than Peterson for coming into this year.
Who told you that?
People in Minnesota. People in Minnesota that are huge Viking fans said, now, wait a minute, the guy behind Peterson's actually better. I go, come on now. They're like, in the long run.
That would make you feel good because you're a Packer fan.
No, it had nothing to do with that. But, I mean, don't say that. I would never tell you that Hunley is better than Aaron Rodgers. I would never say that.
But they're trying to lull you into a false sense of security.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't let me call out the McHale family, but I'm calling them
out. Oh, no. Coach McHale. Coach, you're going to let
now,
him call
Now, Coach McHale himself didn't say that, but his sons were pretty adamant. Oh, yeah, actually, no. You know what? Coach McHale did say that. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm bringing that up next
bring
week.
It up next week,
we are bringing
bring
that up.
Bring it up next
that's a,
week.
That's actually a
oh,
good
you
point.
Know this.
Yeah, that's coming.
But, I mean, if they can get some cohesiveness on the offensive line, they may be better because they can salvage it and play defense and hopefully, you know, dink and dunk their way and run the ball for 2.3 yards to carry and maybe get in the, you know, walk themselves into the playoffs because, you know, I think they have the answer to Aaron Rodgers. You know, I hate to tell you that, but they do.
No, that game happened in Minneapolis, and they opened their stadium. We'll see what happens when they go to Lambeau. I mean, just like everything else, we'll talk at the end of the year.
We'll talk at the end of the year, and I think Minnesota will be there because they play defense.
So you think they're okay?
And they're working out Jonas Gray, so there you go.
Don't panic.
How big of an adjustment is that for the offense when Norv resigns? Now, I know his son is the quarterback's coach, and I know they'll try and keep most of the system in place and everything like that. But how big of an adjustment is that for the offense?
You know what? It's an adjustment because the new guy that's coming in, he'll have some kind of idea of what he wants to do, but he also knows that he can't just throw away the whole playbook that they installed in training camp and try to install his playbook during the regular season. So it'll be some of the similar things, but may have a couple tweaks and concepts, running plays and maybe some blocking schemes, but you know, it'll be similar to what they're going through now, and you know, the new guy won't get a chance to change the playbook until the end of the year.
So offensively, they should be okay. It's just going to be what plays are called.
Yes, and okay. The philosophy of that the new play caller.
USA Today put out a thing. What's the guy's name? Nate Davis did his midseason record projections for all 32 teams. Would it surprise you if I said that Nate has the Vikings going 12-4?
Not bad.
Yeah. I don't know if that's realistic.
Surprised me, I was going to say, would it surprise me from this context of, do I think that's going to happen? Absolutely not.
Yeah. He's got your pack going 11-5.
I agree with
you. You want to guess what he's got? Guess who he has winning the AFC South? And then
please,
and guess their record.
I was going to say, please don't tell me Tennessee.
You want to guess the record?
9-7.
Yes.
Tennessee?
Yeah, that's his prediction. And Houston is 8-8, followed by the Colts.
Dang,
six and 10.
I should do some predictions.
You should. Got to get you an article going.
Vegas Mac.
Vegas Mac.
We lost Vegas Dave. We might as well get Vegas Mac going.
I like it.
You guys want to call Vegas Mac, 713-780 ESPN. Vegas Mac till 4 o'clock. And you can reach him on Twitter.
Free Friday, and it's free.
Keenan McCardell. So everything is free on an FEF Friday. It's Vegas Mac, Barry, Joel, and Nick till 4, ESPN 97.5. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two
phones, one for the and one for the dough. Loot and Raid rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Keenan with Nick behind the glass till 4 o'clock. Had some fun running the gamut on an FEF Friday. And by the way, FSTET is the first letter in the word fun, so we're allowed to do that. We can talk football, which we started to do a little bit with the Vikings, Buccaneers, Falcons. And because your Texans are on bye week, we haven't had to preview and break down the Texans like a mother. We have NBA to get to. Mac, before we get off of football, Stephen Cody Tizeno wants to say that he's a Buccaneers fan. He wants us to say one nice thing, please, like we suck. But damn, at least say something about us. Well, I did. I said I'm wearing my 87 Buccaneers jersey from the year that they won the Super Bowl. So at least I can say that. That's nice enough, right?
It's nice enough, but...
And you like this jersey better than those ugly ones they wore last night?
I don't like the jerseys they wore last night. One good thing, John Lynch went in the Ring of Honor in Tampa.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
But again, we talked about that too. He also went in Denver. How in the world is John Lynch going into the Ring of Honor in Denver? I understand if it was like the Jaguars or something. No, I'm going to say that. I understand.
Wow.
My mistake. I understand if it was like more of like the Texans don't have a Ring of Honor yet. So like a startup team, right? But I don't get. He played the majority of his career with y'all. He played with the Buccaneers. He was a lifelong Buccaneer. He played, 3 years with Denver?
Maybe he was that piece that Denver needed.
That's like Clyde getting his jersey retired here. Clyde's a blazer. He's always been a blazer. I understand he won the second championship here, but you retire his number. You give him a street. Drexler goes right into the Rose Garden.
That dude is Houston through and through. Born and raised.
John's from Denver.
Yeah. U of H, Phi Slamma Jamma.
I understand all of
everyone,
this history.
Everyone, you realize.
Sterling High School, you want me to go back with you in
but
time?
You understand that all Houston, every Houstonian was doing was waiting for Clyde to get done with Portland so he could come home. Like, that's how it was looked at here.
I mean.
That's the truth. So I totally understand why Clyde's jersey is hanging in the rafters.
So I can go down the list where I don't think guys should have their jerseys retired by more than one team unless they've played like a substantial amount of time for both teams. Right. Like Bob Lanier had his jersey retired in both Milwaukee and Detroit with the Pistons and also Milwaukee with the Bucks. Clyde with the Blazers and the Rockets. There's been several. I don't agree with most of them. You know, I just think
John was a big piece for the. For those guys, I mean, he's not from Denver. He's from.
Who said he was from Denver?
No,
one of you two didn't.
I did.
He did. Yeah, I don't know.
I did, but he's not from Denver. So he was there when they need. You know, when he needed it. I mean, they needed a piece like John Lynch there.
You want to talk about weird jerseys hanging from the rafters?
Think about
what's up with your Milwaukee Brewers?
What about them?
They retired the owner's jersey.
Well, the owner is also the commissioner of baseball.
Yeah. Well. No one else is doing that. That's weird.
I'll tell you what. The Rockets retired a banner for Carroll Dawson didn't give him a number. But you get that?
Yeah. But not the owner. Bud Selig?
Without Bud Selig getting the Brewers and making sure they stayed in Milwaukee, it's a small market. Everybody wants to jump ship from the small market.
But you understand. That's patting yourself on the back, basically, because it's his team. He retired his own jersey.
But there's no number associated with it, so who cares?
That's just weird. That's
honor the guy that made sure that Milwaukee had a baseball team.
Look how great I am. Huh? You know who would do that? Donald Trump.
He didn't do it to himself.
Donald Trump would retire his own tie.
He's not the owner anymore, so he didn't do it for himself.
Oh.
The new ownership group did it for him.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're probably saying, hey, thanks for forking over the...
You're saying that was written in the contract when they sold it?
That was probably in the sale, right? It's like, hey, you can buy the team,
I don't think so.
Nick, the conductor over here is ready to take us off the tracks again. So let's get to Ken on the phone who wants to talk about last night's NFL game because at least somebody does.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Ken?
Man, I can't call it. I'm kind of scared because this is a new territory for me. I never heard of my Birds even sporting any type of MVP potential candidate. Kind of got me a little nervous because I'm like, oh, God, please don't jinx the man. No, how that type of stuff go. I don't want nobody to get too high in the clouds on it. He's doing good, but, man, it kind of gives me a lot of angst to hear that. I'm glad to hear it, but I'm kind of scared to hear it at the same time.
So you're saying you're scared to hear Matt Ryan name in the MVP running, right?
Hey, man, you know, shoot, I don't need none of jinx what we got going on, man. Because, that second half, I don't know what they were eating when they went in halftime, but, man, that second half, hey, they went off the meat rack.
You got to believe, though, I mean, and Keenan can speak on this. Julio Jones has got to be up there as an MVP candidate if Matt Ryan is. Julio Jones is putting up. He's half the reason Matt Ryan's got the numbers he's got. He had 301 games.
He is, but, you know, this league loves quarterbacks.
Sure,
so,
they do.
So he's the guy that's controlling everything. And Matt Ryan's playing well. Like you said, like Ken said, you know, he has to worry about his Falcons dropping off at the end of the year like they historically have done in the past. So,
right.
You know, and Matt Ryan has been the guy that have choked at the end of the year. Yep. So right now, you know,
I remember 2 years ago, like that last year, the Falcons blew the Texans out from start to finish.
Right.
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago here. They put pressure on Matt Ryan and our tickets were in the end zone where you can see all the plays develop and everything like that. He had such the panic button pushed on every play. The happy feet was scared to death back there. And I was like, man, Matt Ryan's not what everybody thought he is. But this year, you can't argue with it. I mean, you give that man some time, and he is really throwing the rock around.
I think he's bought into Kyle Shanahan's system. You know, last year, it was kind of new for him, you know, trying to get his footwork right, you know, being able to throw on the move, the pocket moves a lot more than it has, you know, in his past. So, you know, he's bought into it, and you know, you see the difference in him. I mean, he's a lot more accurate. He's throwing on the move more than Matt Ryan has ever thrown. He's a true pocket quarterback,
right?
You know, and Kyle has a lot of movement in his offense, and you know, he takes shots. You know, he's given Matt, you know, the opportunity to take shots down the field, and you know, and it's paying off.
Yeah, without doubt. Now, how do you get Brock Osweiler to do the same thing? Stay in the pocket, throw the football, stop staring down receivers. You got a bye week. What are you going to do?
You're going to have him keep working and working. And, you know, he has to believe in what's going on over there on Kirby. You know, I think he is. I mean, I just think that right now there's so much pressure on him. He just got to get out and play. Forget what's going on the outside world and just play football and help his team win.
Do you think that they are spending time during this bye week, the receivers and Brock working on those things? Definitely.
I mean, because when you come back off your bye week, this is the chance to show people that, hey, we've been working on things and there's no more, you know, we can go back and practice unless you get a bye week in the playoffs. But that's probably not going to happen in the AFC. So you got to come back smoking.
The thing I wonder about Matt Ryan is, are we seeing him at his peak? Like, is this because he's 31? He's been in the league 8 years. So physically, he's probably, because I think they say 28, 29 is about the physical peak for an athlete. So you might be, as a quarterback, you might be seeing him physically peaking along with his experience and his maturity peaking.
He's mentally peaking
all at the
too,
same so. Time. So I think ride it while you can, Ken, because I think over the next year or two is where Matt Ryan starts to decline and starts to go on the downside of his career. So it's just perfect timing for the Falcons.
I mean, and I like that he's actually bought into the system.
Yeah.
You know, and that's helping him mature and peak also. I mean, because, you know, when you have a new system, it's hard to be yourself. You know, and you just got to realize that, okay, let me not worry about myself. Let me buy into this system and put all my athletic ability into this system and make this system work, because if it won't work if I don't buy into it. So, and I think he's really bought into it, and it's taken his offense to a different level. I mean, when you look at the Falcons, it's just as exciting as looking at the New Orleans Saints offense with Drew Brees.
Yeah, here's one thing. When you say that, it makes me think about you get guys that are like Gary Kubiak has a system.
Right.
And we saw some of the struggles that he had working with Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning didn't fit Gary Kubiak's system. What are your thoughts on some coaches don't change their system to meet the talent that they have? They usually change the talent to meet the system. And I think what you're saying is Matt Ryan is adjusting to the system, right?
He's adjusting to the system. And I think that's what was happening at first when Kyle got there.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't a movement quarterback. He didn't like to move. Mm-hmm. He liked to be stand tall in the pocket and just be in the pocket to be a pocket passer. Now he's a pocket passer, plus he's a moving pocket passer now. So, I mean, at first he didn't like it. Now he's thriving in it right now. Yeah. So
you think they're going to win you think they'll end up winning the division? Because here's the thing. They are 6-3. But New Orleans is only one win back. They're 3-4. They don't even have a winning record, but they're only one game in the loss column, and that means there's a ton of divisional games to be played. Atlanta's still got work to do.
Atlanta got work to do, but I think they will win that division.
Okay.
Yeah, Barry? I agree. I think Atlanta wins that division. I mean, obviously, Bucks and Panthers don't have a shot at catching them, and I think New Orleans has too many deficiencies as well.
I don't know, man. I think Carolina still put up a fight, and New Orleans is going to put up points, so their defense is going to be
tested. Look at the lead they have on them already,
though. Look at New Orleans' defense.
Yeah.
I understand that, but in a shootout, I still would rather take Drew Brees than I would Matt Ryan.
You might be right.
Thank you.
You're talking about 6-3 versus 3-4 right now.
That's a big gap to catch up as well. I know, but it's only one in the loss column. That's what I always look at. We'll see. There's plenty of games to be played. That's why I say we'll judge it at the end of the year. Hey, we've got plenty of a show left. What do you guys want to talk about? 713-780-ESPN. We still haven't talked about the Rockets, the Hawks, the prize fight on Saturday night. It's Dwight versus James in round one of two rounds this year. Who's coming out slugging? Who's taking down the other guy when they go down the lane? If you want to talk about that or anything else, give us a shout. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I'm breaking my real bad.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Ho, it's Joel, Keenan, Barry, Nick, and a cast of thousands that are listening and participating and on Twitter and text messages and calls and our intern still,
listening on the app, so.
Is he?
He's probably listening on
he's
the
not
app.
Listening. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. If he put, Barry showed me the picture he posted for Movember that he had to shave.
I'm going to tell him you
Tomahawk
said,
Dawn.
I'm telling you, he called him Tomahawk Double Chin. No, that's what you called
him. I heard that too, Keenan.
Keenan, I heard that too. No, I did. I heard
truth
that.
Truth be told, because you can try and dip me in the grease, he called me this morning and he was mad at Jong for making him be the guy on the show. He said he made him do it. He volunteered. I heard him volunteer. But he said that he shaved and then looked in the mirror and realized that it accentuated the fact that he had probably gained some weight and it was showing his chins and he wasn't happy about it.
Now y'all know the real reason why I didn't want to do it.
You already got him showing anyway. So.
I know. Hey, man. You didn't have to point that out.
No, he matched. You might as well get the beard to cover it up, bro. Okay.
I can't grow it that low.
From now on, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, it's going to be Joel and Jowls. How about that?
Hey, shout out to Daryl, bro. He donated $50, man.
Way to go,
we are
Darryl.
no longer last. Daryl, he said, this is what he wrote on the wall of our Movember page.
Isn't that MLK? No longer last, no longer last. Thank God almighty, we're no longer last.
Daryl said, you're not last now. Plus, this should stop Barry from crying. That's true.
Wow. It will. There you have it.
I like it. Yeah, I don't care. My crying just got 50 more bucks for this wonderful cause, so I'll take it every
time. Speaking of wonderful causes, by the way.
Thank you, Daryl.
Something that didn't get a lot of attention. He doesn't want it to get a lot of attention. Tom Herman needs to get
a shout out, props up too.
What a great, great story. Anthony Clark, a member of the University of Houston's Athletic Alumni Center, housekeeping supervisor. Every day they say is there early, staying late, making sure he does everything from clean the parking lots to the buildings that the athletic department uses. And all of a sudden one day he's out there doing his thing early in the morning and Tom Herman says, hey, I'd like to speak to you privately. And he's thinking, you know, what did I do? And Tom Herman says, I'm going to fix that for you. And you don't have the pictures, but he has a really bad set of teeth. And he needed some work done. And Tom Herman, and I believe how we get through this is, it says Herman paid $5,000 with the help of Dentique Dentistry, yep, who did the case pro bono. So I assume the dentistry place did the work for free. Herman paid for the artificial teeth and whatever needed to be done, the supplies. It is night and day. And it is an incredibly, incredibly big difference. It's an amazing story. And they said that he, you know, that's just something that people will call out. But when you look at all the things he's done since he's been in Houston and the way that he likes to donate, as part of his new deal, he asked that $200,000 of it be left to his staff instead of going to him in discretionary money.
That's great.
And the thing that he keeps saying is he and his wife love Houston, love the University of Houston, love being here. You hope if you're a Cougar that may, you know, really rings true when all these other schools keep calling. But you can't argue with what he's done since he's been at University of Houston on and off the field.
If I'm the AD over there, I have to keep him.
I mean, do whatever I can to keep him. There's got
to
be alumni with some pretty deep pockets that got to be able to come forth a little bit.
Because sooner or later, this thing is going to pop wide open for them, and they're going to get in a
big five. They'll get in a
big five conference. They're going to get somewhere. And I think, you know, and when they do, they're going to show people exactly how good they are, because they are good, man. I mean, the game coming up against Louisville is going to be one of the bigger games of their seasons. And it's gonna be bigger than the Oklahoma game. And we all thought the Oklahoma game was the biggest game. But this Louisville game is gonna be huge for them. And, you know, it's gonna set them where they need to be bowl wise. And they could play a top 10 team in the bowl.
Yeah, and you know, it's great to see guys who get that opportunity like Tom Herman has and get that kind of payday that he's got, and he's probably due for a bigger payday, no doubt, later on down the road. But it's great to see him get that and not let it affect him, but also just be giving back. I mean, the story was unbelievable in how much he gives. And like you said, I mean, for a coach, I imagine, and I don't know for sure, and maybe Keenan, maybe you have better insight, but I imagine that that's kind of unheard of. Coaches just aren't out there giving up $200,000 in discretionary income so that their coaching staff can get a bump in their pay as well.
The good coaches, the great coaches, they do.
Because, do they? Okay.
Because they know their assistants are their lifeline.
Yeah.
Because if you pay your assistants well, they won't leave you.
Yeah.
And they'll stay with you, and you have that togetherness and the camaraderie. You know what he's thinking. He knows what you're thinking. And it makes the process of getting a organization or a university in order, ready to go, quick, fast, in a hurry.
And that's the big thing, that unless these guys get so big for their britches that their ego tells them that they're better than everything else, they have to realize that they're nothing without their staff. And you need, you've been on the, you know, you recently, you just on the University of Maryland coaching staff, but you know, you've been coaching long enough too on both the pro and the college level. And the ones that really do it well and succeed in the long run take care of their staffs because they know that they need their staffs or they're nothing.
No doubt. I mean, and then they also, on the flip side, they let their coaches go to be head coaches. They won't hold them back. They know that opportunity. When one of their guys get an opportunity to be a head coach, you know, don't hold them back. They don't hold them back.
Yeah.
They wish them well. They give them all the help because I've taught you how to be a head coach under me.
We talked about the quarterback. I mean, the coaching trees.
Yep.
But to have a tree means you've been pretty damn successful in your career.
Yes. I mean, you look at it, you know.
Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren, who came from Bill Walsh, and then his tree, and then how those trees spread off into their own branches with their own trees. That means the Bill Walsh tree is unreal.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, though, is most of these coaches have been there, right?
Right.
Most of these guys, like Tom Herman, have been an assistant, have been working unpaid just to be on a staff to get the experience. So I think, I would hope that most coaches, you know, understand and can relate to what their staff is going through. And take care of them.
No doubt. And he's part of the Urban Meyer tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Big part of the Urban Meyer tree.
Let
me ask you this. How many of these coaches in these universities get that mansion? I know at Auburn, Bowden's kid, Terry Bowden, Terry Bowden that was Auburn? You get the mansion right there on campus. How many of these big schools literally have, I know they get the golf memberships at the country club, right, which is the university, which is phenomenal, but a lot of them actually give them, like, almost like going to the White House if you win the election.
Yeah.
They get a big, big house on campus, right?
Yes, it depends on what school you go to. And, you know, a lot of times those, you know, you go out on the West Coast, you know, at like SC, UCLA, they get housing allowances, you know, instead of nice, getting a house because of the cost of living out there,
sure,
for one. But, I mean, that's just something that...
And the shoe deals are huge, too.
The big thing is to get your television deal, your shoe deal, and then get your contract right.
Shoes now, it used to be like each coach could get his own shoe deal, but now, I think college basketball, you can still do that, but now it's becoming more the universities making across the board shoe deal.
Everybody's making
it. But coaches get a piece of that?
Well, the university gets most of it, but the head coach of the basketball and
football
have their own deal with those guys.
Oh, separate.
It's a little bit separate.
And plus, they can do their camp. They make their money off camps.
They make their money off camps. Yeah.
I got to tell you, the housing allowance is what keeps me in radio. Are y'all getting those?
No, Barry.
Barry.
I don't know what's happened.
How's the pistol and mattress allowance doing? Because you're still trying to get those figured out, too.
Not good.
Did you know that, by the way?
Actually, Max, Lauren Pope got me the hookup on a pistol.
Yeah, but
shout out to Lauren Pope.
He was like banging the tin cup for a gun.
No.
And
I
a
just
new
said
mattress.
Mine got stolen.
On Twitter.
I needed a deal.
And yeah. You got a new gun?
I got the hookup.
You got the hookup. Lauren
Pope got
me
a
hookup. Yeah, I haven't cashed it in yet. I got to go out and explore my options now.
What kind?
But Laura, I was looking for a 1911. Man, those are expensive. Because like the last couple of guns,
he's got the radio money.
You got the radio money.
No, it all goes from the housing
money?
Allowance.
You know, no beard. Gonna get your.
No, I don't have that oil money anymore, Keenan. That oil money is dried up,
oil,
man.
Not oil, by the way. Oil.
Yeah. That oil money is dried up,
and
man.
That's how Lindsey Vonn says grun. Grun.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, when she said she would help JJ with his grun.
Oh no.
So you got hooked up. Really?
Yeah. She kind listener. She's yeah.
Hey, tweet me.
I keep telling. This is what I told him to do this.
Come on, man. How do you not have a hookup?
I told him to do this. I will tell you to do the same thing. What you do when you need something right here is when you tweet people and you say, I'm having problems. Like,
just because it worked for you one time doesn't mean it works for the rest of us,
Joel. I said I was having a problem with DirecTV, and someone actually, one of the listeners, sent me and put at DirecTV, at me, at someone, and said, man, if you're having problems with DirecTV, you need to do this, this, and this. DirecTV chimed in and said, hey, just personal message us. We'll get on it for you. I was like, I didn't do it, but I was like, well, then Barry needs to do that for a mattress and a gun.
Hey, you need a mattress, man.
I do need a new mattress. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a pull muscle. How do you pull a muscle while you're sleeping? That's one, how you know you're old, and two, how you know you need a new mattress.
I think it's just because you're getting old, not because of the mattress.
Yes, because you're getting old. Really go,
Nick. And I can handle it.
Without a doubt.
Head on up at 45 North exit, Tidwell Park. No, back, go to sleep. All you got to do is go down to Gallery First.
You didn't drink your fluids before you went to bed.
Oh, he drank too many.
No, he didn't drink his fluids. He didn't hydrated.
I don't. All I drink is Diet Coke. I don't drink water.
That's not hydrating.
It's water and Diet Coke.
You're pulling muscles.
What's the main ingredient in Diet Coke?
Water.
Bubbles.
Not bubbles.
Water.
It's water the same. And Diet Coke.
So this debate will continue through the break. We want you to be a part of the show. Two in the books, one to go. 713-780 ESPN. Let us know what you want to talk about. We'll talk about it with you. We are here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.